Thank you all for taking the time out this afternoon. It's an all sort of an all oddball time for a board meeting, but the coffee pot's probably cold.
Can you speak
But
up a little bit, Grant?
can I speak up more? I don't know. Could
Better.
Jill turn me up?
That's better.
Get a better battery, John.
Yeah, really.
I see the people there. Do we need to have a verbal head count? Or Jill has a list already, so we have a quorum.
So we can go through that.
Yeah, I can read the list if you
Yeah, why
like.
don't you read the list and we'll just be out loud with it.
Okay, Grant Westerson.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Gaffney Fesco.
Hi, everyone.
John Johnson.
Yeah.
Kristen Urbach.
Here.
Tom Patton.
Here.
Jim Donegan.
I'm here.
Robert Mezzo.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Ryan Thompson.
I am here.
Paul Hinch.
Here.
And I don't see David Horace.
Was not
Doug
him.
Delina. Felix Reyes. Tom Gill. And then we're not expecting Dave Perillo, Sally Cruz, Kirti Patel, Christine Zanellis, or Paul Whitesgarver.
Okay, so
You're all set, Grant.
we have our quorum.
You do.
Public
Great
comment is
ruling,
on the
sir.
board. You want to give everybody the
Oh,
highlight?
sorry. Drilling.
And Harry.
Thank you.
We were on public comment.
Yeah,
There's no
public come.
instructions for online people.
For anyone joining online, if you'd like to raise your hand or take yourself off mute if you'd like to make public comment. If you're joining on the phone, you can press star 6 or star 9.
Nobody wants to line up.
Note takers.
Okay, move on to number three, request for proposals for long lead electrical equipment. Do we need a motion to talk about this?
I can
So
describe
move.
what, and
Yes.
at the appropriate time, we can entertain a motion. Grant, the progress continues on the New London State Pier Shore Power Project, which we have an EPA grant for. This is the next step for long lead electrical components. These are the on-site components that the cable management system will plug into that connects the cable management system to the local power supply from the local electric company. These are the necessary parts in the middle. We have enough money in the budget for this part of the process. So the total that was bid by ABB was $1,724,000. The complication is that we put all, despite putting this out to a large number of suppliers and vendors, we did not receive three full complete bids. The only entity that bid on all four of the components we were looking for was ABB. And one of the components was bid on by two others. When the committee reviewed the proposals, we felt that ABB was the best choice for us, matched our engineering estimates for the cost. You should have all received a two-page document which outlines the basis for why I would like the board's approval not only to enter into the RFP with ABB, but to proceed forward with less than three bidders in accordance with our procurement manual. In addition to your approval, it is necessary to have the OPM's designee for these matters also agree that we can proceed with less than three bidders. Paul Hinch, do you have an update on that?
The request is with our finance unit, which has to review these, and so I do not have an update yet. I'm hoping I just spoke with them, and I'm hoping to have it tomorrow or the following day.
Well, that was the update I was looking for. Thank you. So you do have an update.
I assumed you were hoping that I would have an actual answer, so.
I can't believe that you don't.
Well, I was late in getting documents to Paul so he could do that. Initially, when we read the wording in our manual, we thought the OPM's designee was Paul, but it really drives at the OPM's designee for making decisions about how bid specs are managed. So Paul has referred that to the appropriate person in the finance division. And so what I would like today is approval from the board to enter into the RFP with ABB, with the recognition that you're approving that we can proceed with less than three bids, subject to the approval of the entity in OPM office.
Is there a motion on the floor?
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Any other comments?
So can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, and it, the you know, I don't have any problem with the substance or the reasons for it. I'm just curious about what's the governing authority here. Does it our procurement policy? Is it the contracting statutes that you know govern all the state contracting standards board requirements in terms of doing a you know bid with you know accepting a bid with less than three bids.
It's in the procurement manual. The exact language is, I think I put it in the document. If the authority wants to proceed with less than three proposals, and we want to make a selection, then we must supply justification and receive approval from the board of directors, including an
Got it.
affirmative vote by the OPM secretary of the designee, and that's out of our procurement manual.
So Doug, that was actually put in by OPM.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when we talk about the procurement manual, that's the OPM procurement manual or
Oh, partial, I think.
our
It's the
own?
authority's procurement manual,
Okay.
but
All right.
a lot
Great.
of the it was replicated from other procurement manual state.
Great. Thanks for that clarification.
Welcome.
And Michael, I have a question. If this will allow ships obviously to shut their generators off and use our electricity, is this a, do does AB&B give us a piece of equipment that allows us to monitor the amount of electrics that we are supplying?
That's not part of these individual components. However, that will be built into the system when the construction and engineering work is done.
Fabulous, wonderful. Thank you.
Is this
We'll know how much power demand each ship uses for their operation. And yes, it will allow them to shut down their generators. And since the high voltage system's 11 kV, they'll be able to operate the shipboard cranes off of this.
Wow,
Mike,
that's
is this something that we end up paying for, or does that get billed back to the ship?
Oh, it'll get billed back to the ship.
Okay.
But you can see where less fuel usage in port would require less fuel to be taken on, and so as well as the environmental benefits.
Yeah, exactly.
Any other questions on the subject? All those in favor, please signal by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed with a nay. Those abstentions? So moved. Thank you, Mike.
Nice job, Michael. Nice job.
You're welcome. I appreciate the board joining us today to take care of this so we can keep the process moving. That's why we didn't wait for a regularly scheduled meeting. I will let you all know that PIDP grant for Buckeye, the Groton Fuel Terminal that we had supported last year. The results came out last week and we were not selected. We did attend several feedback sessions on what could need to be changed in an application, which would be due by June 1st. So we're working with Buckeye to determine if we're going to reapply, and we may need board approval on that before the end of the month. So there might be another special meeting, and potentially there's a legal settlement that we could discuss at a special meeting before the end of the month as well. So we may ask for more help. That's all I had, Grant.
Thank you. While everybody's here, anybody else got a comment? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
No move. Second.
Thank you. Thank you much, everybody. I appreciate the appearance at this oddball time. And hopefully it was productive and we'll get something else done the next time we meet.
Thank you.